Hey everyone, it's time for another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, your host and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. Thanks for joining me. You can subscribe to this weekly podcast and do please share if you like what you hear. You can find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. So, it sure seems like we're caught up in a he says, she says, he does, she does, he is, she is kind of world these days. There's a real spotlight on manhood and womanhood, the good, the bad, and the misunderstood, I think, as well. There's a lot coming up that is really making us have to confront what women and men are, what they're like, what is good behavior and bad behavior. A beacon on anything that has been causing harm knowingly or ignorantly is certainly a good thing and can promote awareness and healing, although it does seem at first to reveal indignation, defensiveness, anger, sadness, and even confusion for some. But that said, I'm not here to start hashtagging social movements. What I want to do today is just take an opportunity to talk a little bit about manhood and womanhood from a more spiritual perspective. This approach may address topics coming up today, but it really is a timeless approach to how viewing men and women can help us gain a truer sense of ourselves and our divine purpose in doing so, in viewing men and women more spiritually. The Bible says that God created us. Genesis 1:27 says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them." My own sense of this passage is that God made us like him, therefore spiritual, being created to express the qualities that he expresses. He made us in his image, and this image was male and female. I take that to mean not men and women, but the idea each of us has the qualities of male and female. The verse doesn't say God created men and women, but the image of himself, therefore complete as he is, balanced and whole. Now, we certainly see gender in ourselves and others, but if we want to discover the real truth of our own capacities, we can begin to recognize that while we may choose to put on more masculine or more feminine qualities, we indeed have been blessed with both. We're just as balanced as God made us to be. You are the image of his completeness. Think about it and begin to open your eyes to the presence of feminine qualities in you if you identify as a man, and the masculine qualities if you identify as a woman. You have access to both. And to allow them their day in the sunshine can really be refreshing and healing. You can start to experience aspects of yourself you may have been waiting for in another or counting on in another for them to give it to you. But in truth, gender types and gender roles don't define you. God defines you, and he sees what he made, a very unique expression of the male and female of his creating. I found this nice list of some top feminine and top masculine traits. They're fun to think about and to celebrate these in both genders as present and available. Maybe pick a couple of these that ring out to you or make you sit up a bit. They may be ideas you'll want to explore more in yourself or discover and appreciate in others. Here are a few top feminine traits on this list I found. I could have come up with my own, but this one was a bit more eye-opening to me than what I might have come up with, so I want to roll with this one for now. So some feminine traits on this list: surrender, receptivity, empathy, radiance, flow, nurturing, affection, sharing, tenderness, patience, loving. And here are some masculine traits on the list of the top traits to appreciate that are aligned with the masculine, so to speak. Freedom, direction, logic, focus, integrity, stability, passion, independence, discipline, confidence, strength. So right away, you're probably thinking, no, that's not a masculine quality or not a feminine quality. It's more of the contrary. So there you go. I prove my point. These are qualities that may seem to be associated with men or women, but they're simply qualities of God, of good, of life, that are just as much yours, no matter which gender you humanly are. And so own up to them, not as belonging to a particular sex, but as belonging to the child of God, his image, his complete image. And because they're God qualities, they're also regulated by him. They're good and present as available as he is. You can be a woman who is both strong and tender. You can be a man who's both logical and empathetic. You are a wonderful God-designed and very individualized reflection of these glorious qualities of the male and female. We all have them. Awaken them. Appreciate them. Cultivate the ones that call to you in your own life and be ready to see those qualities in others rather than to assume about them what you wouldn't want assumed about yourself. We can be alert, and we don't have to lose anything about our identity in this broader thinking about ourselves. What we are doing is enhancing our sense of ourselves, seeing it in balance, and therefore more stable, fruitful, and more true to what God intended, rather than what we might have learned or been taught was who we are, who we're supposed to be, or what we're destined to be. I think that any time we can take the limits off our thoughts and off ourselves, we're closer to the kind of discovery that opens us up not only to a life more poetic and powerful, but to one that just feels more stress-free, more natural and peaceful, and at the same time, interesting and engaging and fun. Well, that's all I have for now. There's certainly a lot more we can discuss on this topic, and maybe we will on future broadcasts. But I just thought we'd open up some thinking on it that gets us shifting from the her against him mentality into the divine us way of thinking, one that aligns us with the truth of unity and harmony instead of the lie of separateness and discord. Give it a try. Let me know if you want to talk more or if I can help you in any way. You can reach me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. Or hit up my website, beingfreenow.com. There's also a contact form there. Thanks so much for listening. I will see you next week.